Talks fell apart in Sudan this week, yet hope remains. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the ouster of Sudan's longtime dictator last month, military and civilian leaders have discussed how to transition power into civilian hands. An agreement was reportedly in sight, but then the ruling military council suspended talks on Thursday. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says believers don't expect much to change in the ways of religious freedom, yet they're still praying for their country. Would you join them?
In the course of the protests, Christians gathered around the military headquarters, not to protest, but to pray for peace, to pray for God's will to be done. Let's pray that that spirit continues.
And Native American young people face abuse, rape, addiction, and suicide at alarmingly high rates. Left in the margins, they often feel overlooked by society. However, there's one ministry that says to Native youth, you are not forgotten. That ministry is On Eagle's Wings, and their annual Warrior Leadership Summit is coming up July 1st through the 6th. The Warrior Leadership Summit is a week for Native young people to gather, have fun, play games, enjoy good food, but most importantly, learn about the hope of Jesus. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says right now, On Eagle's Wings need prayer warriors and sponsors so that Native young people can attend the Warrior Leadership Summit. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
The stories really are becoming greater, deeper, more endless as far as the numbers that we're hearing. And I think that is because God is on the move in Native America.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.